Okay, enough about beer. Time for a hot dog. Or how about 50? Today at Coney Island, it's the 91st annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. For the past 6 years, the title of champion has gone to Takaru the Tsunami Kobayashi.
21 pounds of noodles, 20 pounds of rice balls, 97 crystal hamburgers, 53 and 3/4 Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs and Buns. He comes here today struggling with an injury, but he is the six-time Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Champion of the World, Takaru!
That was from today's broadcast on ESPN. It looks like Kobayashi might have just been outdone. And that might be because of a condition that he's been calling jawthritis. I spoke earlier with Jason Fagoni about the physiology of speed eating. He wrote the book Horsemen of the Esophagus, Competitive Eating and the Big Fat American Dream. He joined us earlier from the studios of WHYY in Philadelphia. I asked him what exactly has been going on with Kobayashi's jaw.
He posted something on his blog on June 24th that suggested that he was suffering from arthritis. This kind of makes sense because Kobayashi's jaw has always been one of the things that has distinguished him as an eater. When you watch him eat up close, what's really incredible is what's happening in his face, in the back of his throat. He can kind of attack food and swallow it very quickly. And it also seems like he can almost relax his esophagus, so it becomes like an inert tube, and the food just kind of tumbles down very quickly.
I remember watching the competition last year, and it almost looks like he's almost got a dance going on. He's almost kind of, you know, rocking back and forth as the hot dogs come flying in. You would have think that he would have worked out something to prevent this kind of a jaw injury, no?
He does train very intensely. I mean, his manager told me one time that he has seen Kobayashi eat so much food in practice that he's had difficulty breathing, that his stomach had actually expanded to the point where it was pushing up against his diaphragm. It seems like the injury is a direct result of his overtraining, that almost like a pitcher tearing a rotator cuff in the shoulder. It's just kind of a motion that is repeated and repeated and repeated, and it frays and frays and frays, and finally it just kind of shuts down.
And what about you? I mean, you've spent a lot of time on what you call the gurgitation circuit. Do you consider speed eating an actual athletic sport?
If competitive eating is going to be a serious thing, and if there's going to be all this money tied up in it, and in a live ESPN broadcast, and the New York Times Japan bureau chief is going to call Kobayashi's manager when the news of Kobayashi's arthritic jaw comes out and verify that he will be, in fact, competing in the Coney Island hot dog contest, if all of that is going to happen, then let's talk about competitive eating as a sport.
I was looking back at the records for the Coney Island competition in years past, and it used to be that 11 hot dogs could earn you first prize. Now you've got guys like Kobayashi eating more than 50 hot dogs. What's going on here? Are people's stomachs getting bigger?
Yes, they are. Massively bigger. There's been a revolution in competitive eating capacity training. The secret is, if you want to get very good very quickly, you train your stomach to contain and stretch and hold huge quantities of food by chugging gallons of usually liquid. So you just chug it and you hold it there, and you do that daily. If you do that long enough, then your stomach will kind of bend to your will.
Jason, I'm almost afraid to ask this, but when you're a competitive eater and you put that much food in your stomach, what happens after that?
It either stays or it goes. And when it goes...
Much like that Clash song.
Yeah, it can go quietly or it can go violently. Eaters really are increasingly reluctant to talk about this because they feel it's a very quick way to delegitimize what they do as any kind of credible sport.
And really gross people out.
And gross people out.
Jason Fagoni is author of the book Horsemen of the Esophagus, Competitive Eating and the Big Fat American Dream. You can read his column on the dangers of speed eating at Slate.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Jason.
Thank you, Alex.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
A quick update. Takaru Kobayashi ate 62 hot dogs today, but was outdone by competitor Joey Chestnut, who managed 66.